Blog Talk Radio. Is it the level that the planet has risen to? Is it the fact that many of our light family around the world are starting to enter a resurrected status? Is it because of the deeply mystical experiences I myself have had during this past year gone by? I do not know exactly what it is, if it is increased capacity or an increased availability due to the level of the planetary transcendence. But some of the deepest messages and revelations that I have received since I was compelled to walk this journey through a series of visions in 2005 are being received now. In the silent retreats, and I am currently in my third, the participants play the role of a seer stone to me. A seer stone, or as they called it in the Old Testament, a Urim and Thummim, is something that assists you to look beyond the appearances. As I bless these participants daily, I look through them like a lens, and the most deeply mystical revelations have been revealed in that way. In addition to that, some of the questions that have plagued lightworkers and myself for years on how to properly facilitate mankind's raising up above the present conditions are being answered. As many of you know, our book production has become much slower because we are very, very short-staffed with but a few members on our support team. My dilemma is, where do I pass this extraordinary information that is like the culmination of everything we have prepared for so many years? Where do I place it so that you can have access to it? I have always maintained that these deep mysteries of the purpose of life, of humankind, of godhood amongst men, belong to everybody. It has never been my intention to hold on to it, because that creates a dam rather than a river of revelation upon our eternal journey. The new product that we have designed is specifically made so that everyone can afford it and there can be daily explanations that will assist you to understand these deep mysteries of existence. It is something that I highly recommend. We have kept the cost of it so low that everybody can truly afford it. But this way, I can make sure that these glorious revelations become yours as well. My dearest light family, thank you for walking such a wonderful and exciting journey as we are walking. One cannot see these things, but remain as we are. They are transformational, transmutational. They are transcendent. You will change by hearing them. Much love and gratitude to you.
Base of the spine or the bottoms of the feet. deep relaxation. And just continue some deep breaths until you can feel all the stress leave your body. And your muscles start to relax. All the deadlines and the flurry of activity of the last week, just leave it behind. Think of the wondrous miracle of spaceless space, of being in a form that contains all things. Consider the far-flung glory and mysteries of the skies. That too is within. And allow yourself to feel the surge of praise that although many times we have felt lost and alone, there has always been complete perfection. Allow a state of praise to fill you from your toes to your head, that in the miracle of life, you can have part. That you need not earn the right to be part of the one life, you already are. Abundant richness of life can be experienced by you through multi-sensory perception. Think of yourself as a being as vast as the cosmos, expressing through your lives, but there is no within and without. And the most glorious part of yourself you could possibly imagine is within your body, and you are within it. Let the glory of life fill your being with praise as we embody the states of being of praise and glory, for indeed they go hand in hand. It is in seeing the glory of the one being expressing in its myriad forms of exquisite diversity, unfolding every moment anew, that praise fills our soul. We go now to exploration, the pushing beyond anything we have previously known, the new creation and deeper expression that takes place through us, moment by moment. And all of the exploration that you can do of the earth and sky, of nature and man, all this is but an exploration of yourself never ending. Yet, in our joyful playfulness of life, we pretend that we can know ourselves, that we may continue to chase the horizon and the end of the rainbow for the sheer delight of it. And as we merge in oneness with our higher self, illuminating into incorruptibility the matter of our body, a deep harmony fills our soul. Harmony is the state of being resulting from being in step with the blueprint or the will of the one life. When smaller segments of creation express in synchronicity with the one being, we are living our divinity. For through our hearts, the music of the infinite sounds and the song of life resounds. As we open our hearts, surrendering in fullness, we live in harmony with the one life. Gratitude as a state of being is the natural result of seeing for a fleeting moment the perfection of life shining through the experience of our daily world. To see the absolute, exquisite face of the infinite life, hiding behind form, yet shining through it like windows into eternity. Gratitude for being part of such beauty fills our soul. Guidance. We need no interface of guidance, no psychic, no higher self, or even highest self. For we are the heirs to the kingdom of the one life, and through our surrendered hearts, it speaks without any interface and without our interference. The guidance on the journey of delight pours through us every portion of our existence, as we dwell eternally, incorruptibly, in the silence of mind, in timeless time, spaceless space, we hear the voice of the one life speak. Discernment. All that we need to discern is but one thing. Is it the voice of the infinite? Or is it the interference of that which brings about the timing of unfoldment? For the voice of the infinite speeds us upon our way, like a dancer across the stage of life. The obstacles are put in our way so that we may linger upon the stage for the joy of all concerned. Let all our actions come from trust in mindlessness, transparency, as our life becomes dedicated to the one life expressing through us. There is no need to protect, no fear of having to hide. We cannot fear another, for we have truly seen that it is to fear ourselves. And thus, in the safety, cradled in the bosom of the one life, we become transparent and trusting like children. We do not seek truth. We are truth, and that which we bring moment by moment to our life as the song of the one life is the creation of truth. Understanding. It is so that there is no freedom of choice. We are but the feet of the dancer, and the dancer is the one life. Yet, we can perform the steps with clumsiness, or we can become a virtuoso, a prima dancer, a dancer of utmost skill through cultivating understanding. Understanding does not come from ancient knowledge that no longer serves, from the wisdom of the dream. It comes from the silence of our being. The concept of understanding as a state of being is coupled with reflection. As we reflect upon the dance of our day, upon the moments that made our hearts sing, understanding dawns, and we become refined dancers. It is in the solitude of our silences that comprehension of the moment dawns. For that is all we can hope to understand in a life that ever unfolds in increasing glory and majesty. Embrace. It is as we embrace more and more of the understanding that all in our vicinity, all that we see and experience, is ourselves, that the ecstatic embrace of life becomes a way of existing. Its counterpart is ecstasy. Ecstasy is the song that you sing with your life. As you embrace the perfection of the fool and the sage, the shadow and the light. Manifestation. What is it that we can manifest when indeed we have no freedom of choice? When what we have is the right to interpret a dance of glory upon the stage of life. We have the ability to live in glory. Manifestation of excellence versus mediocrity is a choice. It is coupled with inevitability. The inevitable is the story of our life. Our enjoyment of the journey is ours to choose. Let us manifest a life of ecstatic glory and excellence. Oneness. To see the oneness not only of ourselves, as the one expressing as the many, but as the many expressing as the one. All that you are, you experience. And wherever you go, you shall see the beauty of yourself reflected in the dawn upon the snow of the mountains, the heartbeat of the ocean upon the seashore, the passages of the moon and the seasons and the stars. All this you are. As you live in the oneness and fullness of perfection unfolding, let the deep contentment of being fill your soul. Do you wish to be content? It lies in knowing the oneness. You can never be alone. Yet, there never has been more than one being in existence. There is only one being, looking at its faces in the mirrors of life. Integration. The praiseworthy parts of life beckon for us to make them our own, to integrate them as part of us. That which we find unworthy of integrating nevertheless has gifts in the form of insights that are worth making our own and should not be dismissed. It is in seeing the beauty in the heart of a brother or a sister, or a little animal nestled at your feet, that those same qualities are emphasized within you. Integrate them as your own. Breathe in the youth and newness of the day. Release the part that does not serve as the sun settles behind the mountains. Evolution. There is no becoming, nor is there growth. All there is the evolution of your ability to enjoy the adventure of the journey of life. Becoming more and more refined as you interpret the gentle nuances of the music of the infinite playing through your heart. Play is the purpose of life. It has been overlooked because we have been so serious about our evolution that we never were supposed to have. It is a journey of delight. Let us cast aside the dream that it is based on duty and responsibility and labor and struggle. Let us play with our work, with our relationships, for indeed, the flexibility of a child is the hallmark of mastery. Flexibility. To change directions in a moment. Traveling lightly, able to move as you will, unencumbered by the weight of self-reflection, of needing to understand, of self-importance or self-pity. Innocence and purity creates a useful flexibility, for all is equally important, yet unimportant, in the development of the play of life. Perception does not come through the eyes, nor does it come through the mind, for it is in mindlessness that we dwell. Perception comes through the inhaling of life, through the omnisensory perception that allows you to smell another's emotions as a fragrance, to hear the food that you eat as a taste, to see the colors of the music that plays and swirls around your body. Let all of the cells of your body be your senses, that you might perceive the magic in a new way. Power. Power can only be wielded effortlessly by aligning with the most powerful force in existence, the unfolding divine dance of the infinite. The slightest intention, and it is there. To attempt to exert power over another cannot be. What is it we wish to have power over, when in truth relationship does not exist? As we move through life, we are power, for we are one. Retention and conductivity, the last pair of the states of being. Let us conduct through us life's unfolding. There is no need to understand. There is no need to comprehend what cannot be seen. For it is in the large picture that the perfection lies. Trust that and become the flute of the infinite, through which the breath of God breathes music into existence. What is it then that you will retain? Greater and greater understanding of what brings pleasurable joy to your heart. Retain the insights that guide you into a life well lived, a life of meaningful silences and deep connections to all that is. We pray at this time that as the practitioners of Belvaspata, we may awaken